Yeah, we sort of surveyed everything and photographed, didn't we? And we decided we ought to find a way on, didn't we?
Yeah. And this one was released since this morning. Although those photographs we took there, yeah. I remember that with Phil Collins. Phil Collins was always very slow.
That's right, always last.
Yeah.
Changing. We're still in his clothes when we were walking up with our gear.
Yeah, that's right. Because those are the photographs they say that Nick Barrington playing with.
That's right. I still got them at all.
Have you?
Some of them, seven of them.
Yeah. And that was okay when Tim dived the lake. Because as far as I can see, Tim
died and I dived it.
Yeah.
And both from exactly the same.
It closed down to a narrow funnel, basically. It was funneled down.
It just got tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me that joined onto the 22 look route.
Yeah. But it's on the same time when Tim dived that you dived upstream.
That's right.
A couple of hundred feet.
When did I find the shallow route then? Was that before I found it?
Oh, no, that was later on. Yeah, that was later. Quite a bit later.
I think I'd already noticed it or something.
See, that was in February 1970, so that was months after the first dive, when you got those photographs and all those things. Because you were on the television. You were on the television.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't you?
That's right.
From the BBC?
Something like, no, HTV.
HTV, yeah, I got BBC, and then Jim Cobbett was on the... yeah, see, this is when you find... See, 5th of 1970, when you've been diving with
this the shallow
Tim,
room.
Yeah, 18th of April here. You were looking for some lost kit, and then found this passage on the left at 15.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, really, because
right
it was
going in.
Yeah. Looked 20 feet wide.
Oh, it's big, yeah, it's a big thing. So, how far had he got there? You and Tim went up there, because I remember Tim saying he got up to the top of that pot. At that stage, no, because when he came down, he was just falling down it basically.
That's right.
Because you just
all the weighted, yeah.
It's just a vertical drop down there. So
I think we went right round.
No, you didn't. Not on that occasion.
Oh no, we didn't. We belayed the rock, the line on that big slab, halfway along the horizontal passage at the top.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we'd run out of line then.
Yeah, and then came back down, and then on this is in May. Then you actually did it because I remember being there at 9. We were waiting for you at 9. Because you were diving there just with a single 40.
That's right.
With a
yeah.
single valve. You went down to 15 up the shallow route all the way to 20.
That's right, and belated on there then.
Yeah, and then came back the deep route, so you did that.
And it was at that point that we actually noticed a way on the 22.
Yeah. But that loop you did there, just like I said, just on that single 40, which these days people pull their hair out. I think you just don't die with single bottles nowadays, do they?
Well, they don't realise that we used to die from three.
Yeah, that's true. That added another 200 foot, I suppose, onto it.
Yeah, the real horrible stuff.
Yeah.
This is when we started climbing in down as well.
Yeah. Because this is the same occasion, and we did that.
Yes, it was not long after we'd done that, we came back and started.
Well, yes,
climbing.
This is it, yeah. So, and I remember what, because Colin Priddle had been up into
Colin Priddle was the one that told us there was an Avon going up, remember?
Yeah, and I'd been there when Colin had gone up, and he stuck his head down. There was a bit of a bedding, you got so far up the Avon, there's a bedding plane going.
That's
up.
Right.
And you went to that and got yourself head first down there and couldn't get out.
That's right, pull me out.
I came up, pulled you out, and then we continued on up.
That's right.
Into that higher level, so where there those nice columns.
That we smashed off.
That you smashed off,
to get through. Well, we had to break them off, didn't we?
Yeah. Because that was, and then there was Martin Webster, Andrew Brooks came up then afterwards.
Yeah, I remember
they climbed it. All the others had gone back out. And
that's right.
And they came up and went right to the end.
I can remember coming up through that slot, that tight slot, and then standing on that balcony that we straight up through down to, remember?
Yeah,
that
was quite spectacular.
Rather spectacular, that was.
Yeah. So...
couldn't believe how pretty it was up there as well. It was really nice. Really good.
Roots at the end really made it quite tantalising, really. It's a pity we didn't have a crowbar.
It's a pity, really, they opened it up to the surface. I didn't agree with that.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it meant that they could put that tunnel in later on, and it was... made that diving on easier from that.
Oh yeah.
So then the next thing was really finding a way onto to 22. There was quite a few dives done to try and radio locate it, which never seemed to couldn't be too much success from that, I remember.
We lost the radio location here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which I phoned later on.
Yeah.
They were in an ammunition box, if you remember.
Yeah. This is what, 20th of March. Oh, this is doing slits, I can believe slits. Now this is, yeah, but the 17th of April here, I think this was when he found 22.
Yeah.
There was, he started Bob Church and Martin Webster diving. Oh, he's alive, supposedly, yeah. More gear than, I what to do with, but I think, I wasn't quite sure, because I got the impression that Martin Webster had been to 20 with you and waited there.
So he had four cylinders to do it.
Yeah.
440s. Well, 145 and 340s.
Yeah. It says here that it was you and Bob Churcher that went via the Shaver Route to 20. And where you changed cylinders there and then dived on.
That's right.
Using Martin's application. I thought Martin was at 20 as well. Talking to him, I thought he'd been there at
probably,
the time.
Probably was.
And then...
Probably Oliver got it wrong.
Yeah. And then here, you reckon that got down to 90 feet. Now, a lot of people reckon that isn't that kind of depth. And whether it's just a rubbishy depth gauge of Martin's... It's just one of these capillary things.
You don't swim on the bottom, do you? He's putting the yeah. It is minus 85, 90.
Yeah. Because a lot of the people have said later on, you know, they've never recorded anything more than about 60 feet deep.
Oh, it is pretty deep.
So that just then goes up that big ramp, doesn't it? And just continues straight out of the water.
That's right. Into that big, huge sort of chamber.
Yeah. And you can't remember too much about that dive either, not?
Oh, yeah, I can remember that. Like, remember following the silt floor and... finding a way on by just following that there was like a little stream gully in the silt all the way down through it.
Yeah, what gravel?
No, it was like a silt. I can remember trying to find where the water was coming from the end, but I couldn't.
Yeah, and then you found this silver wrapping paper on this deck.
Yeah, the Cadbury's wrapper, intact. That was right at the base of the climb up the 22 that was.
Yeah, so where that came from?
It's a mystery.
Is anybody's guess, yeah. And then, I don't know, I think it was the following week then, was it all the week? Yeah. When Tim Reynolds, you and himself, went back there. And you dived the lake. Then
that's right, went round and round that lake. And the only way on we could find was a little low arch, was up your neck in silt.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get through it.
Yeah. So that, I mean, obviously it was obviously flushed out later on.
It got flushed out when they started doing the tunnel, yeah.
Well, yeah, there was that. I think there was quite a flood in that.
There was a big flood.
One in 74.
Yeah, there was a big flood, but then they actually drained the water out of the cave when they started the tunnel.
Yeah.
Which helped. It must have helped because there wasn't a way through.
There wasn't at that time, no. But it's obviously just a flood overflow, that thing, isn't
it? Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
That probably explains why you didn't get through at the time, but it certainly is a good message that you should just go back and look again. Because I think that was it, we just ended up in that big long rift. Do you remember that come out of the sump pool on the left hand side, that rift that just went got narrower and narrower and went on and on and on?
Yeah, that joins 24.
And they got a bit fed up, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that now goes back, yeah, the Rob Harper family.
Yeah, they found my knife up there as well that they'd lost.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Over the top.
Yeah. So. Oh, you remember going across here on my own, bashing off lumps.
Because there was a town there as well. We also, at one of those earlier dives, we looked at that side passage in 20. One up on the left-hand wall, on the corner.
Left-hand wall at the corner?
Yeah. You get out of, go up past the lake, and just up a bit, and then the passage turns to the right, quite a sharp bend in the main passage. And on the corner there, there's a passage goes up about 7 foot up the wall. And you and yourself went along there, and you got along farther than I could get.
I can't remember that.
You can't remember that at all? And then, back a couple of years ago, Paul Weiber and Chris Mill and myself went along a bit farther than that. And that got quite a reasonable sized passage at one stage.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you would say the first one to get up that.
I remember diving through the 22 and running all that around that on my own.
Yeah.
With no boots again.
Oh yeah, it was all no boots.
No boots.
But you got such a bloody terrible memory, haven't you? Then the next stuff was...
Sometimes you've got a terrible memory, it's just a lot, it's so much.
Time, yeah. Yeah, see, this is later on, this is November 1970, when you banged that high-level thing in 92 and got a bit further on to these other routes.
That's right.
And then it was pretty soon after that they actually radiolocated it, and then
I remember taking a photograph. You still got photographs of that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be quite useful, actually, if you could get a copy of those.
You think Colin Fiddles or one of them?
Yeah, well, that would be useful. You know, if we get a copy of one or two of those, that would be, I think, useful. It's the kind of thing you want. You can get, you know, original photographs of the original exploration. It's much better than things that are taken later on. Now, this is this film that Bristol Museum making. And you got involved in that. But I don't think there was
I went to Push 21.
Yeah. You and Tim here were looking around in 21 to try and find
where the water was coming from.
But no, you didn't get much joy of it.
Oh, there's a voice from the past. Like David Jeff Phillips, John Parker, Norman Carter.
Norman Carter.
Pete Moody. John Evans, can't remember him. Remember Bob Church, clean as dead.
Yeah, there's not too much else there. There's this thing going around Cozy's Loop as well.
I remember that.
Yeah, so what do you do there? Can you remember?
I was just prattling around now looking for things that people had missed, and there was another loop around the original loop.
Yeah. So that's.
Then I dug that thing in 20. They came back into the 21 route.
Yeah.
So it saved you actually climbing up through the boulders.
Yeah.
And they've since taken disconnected the line off that, so they all got to climb back up through the boulders again.
Yeah.
Instead of coming out on the beach.
Yeah. There's not too much there. Then it goes on to November. Yeah, this is where we went. We climbed back over. This is 4th of November, 72. But
yeah.
When we climbed back over 9-1, over that.
Oh, I remember that well.
Yeah.
On that red climbing rope that was a bit ropey.
Yeah. Well, most of it was that.
Yeah.
That was just going up that crack, was it, on the side? There was a slight little ledge that you went up.
That's right. And then up to that eye hole.
Yeah. No, you didn't go through that eye hole straight on that time.
No. This was going up over the top of the boulder.
Yeah, we just got onto the top of that boulder.
And we had to abseil down and get across and up the other side to get the eye hole.
Yeah, but that was later on. That was a week.
That's right. So I remember climbing up this thing.
Yeah.
Because we left the rope hanging down for this.
That's
thing.
Right, yeah. Did we press it back up that, or didn't
we? I think we pressed it up, we did.
Yeah. And then, because Phil Collett came on the next trip, this was on the 18th of November. And that's when we got across through that eye hole.
That's right, we put the rope down into 7.
Into 7, yeah.
But it didn't reach the water.
Initially it didn't, but then later on it did. We must have re-belayed it.
That's right, but it was still pretty close.
Well, it eventually got trapped underneath the water. A rock fell, because that eye hole was quite small.
That's right, it
did. And some rocks were kicked through there, and it trapped the
thing. I can remember falling off the end of it into the water the first time.
Yeah, well, that would be... He went through and then...
Oh, I know where we got trapped. That big boulder came down at the eye hole, remember?
Yeah.
That fill it down.
Yeah, and then because Phil had to dive down to get the boulder off it. And then he prussicked out of there. I think he'd never prussicked before.
No, that's right.
I think it was the first time he prussicked to get back from 7 into there. Because you got quite keen on that then.
Yeah.
That
well, it seemed to be quite a bit up there, didn't it?
Mm.
To find. And it was.
It was just a case of... I don't know, sticking at it, which you did for quite a while.
Yeah, well, eventually we got right through, didn't we?
Yeah. But can you remember much about it?
I can remember that long, blooming traverse across that 7, across that wall at the very other end, remember that?
Well, there's a big rock that you could get out of the water on, wasn't there?
That's right, sort of a ledge.
And you climbed up.
And you went up sort of a stepped-up ledge, remember?
Yeah.
And then you went to traverse across the top.
Yeah, that's as far as I actually went. So, and then you, those later, with people like Colin...
That's right, and I didn't get there from that end. I went back and dived from the other end and then climbed that even from where the lights were in 4.
So they climbed from 4?
Yeah, up.
Yeah.
And then ended up connecting it that way.
Yeah. Because I'm just trying to see what it says.
Because I can remember free diving to 9 after that.
Yeah.
And doing it.
And this is what, well, this is again.
I remember free diving to 9 after that.
Yeah.
And doing it.
And this is, well, this is again, this is in February 73 when you and Colin Edmonds. I mean, that must have been some of the first times that Colin actually died there, I suspect.
Probably.
Because he would be, I think.
Yeah. He was trainee then.
Yeah, you and Pete Moody. See, this is the Gosden Arm one, do the Cursey Loop extension. And the 9-2 extensions.
That's right, we don't the 7,
yeah.
Look.
Yeah. This is it. You've already got 70 foot up, climb 70 foot, 80 foot up.
80 feet up with 40 feet to go.
Yeah, 40 foot. So it went up altogether about 100 foot, 100.
Well, probably, yeah. But it wasn't as hard as.
No, it's really that difficult. Just chimney and
yeah, it was a good chimney at the end. Once we got into a rift, tight rift at the end.
Yeah.
Then went over a couple of nasty holes and went over 6 and 5 and we had a couple of rope traverses across of things. And then down that nice pitch down into 4. Well, just before 4, if you remember. And there's like a little free dive under it and it came out in 4 where the lights were and then you could actually free dive out from 4.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only about 20 feet.
But that was all done at the same time as they were trying to do this filming as well with...
That's right, that silly film,
and
yeah.
And Alden Cooper did most of that, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
So this is the big long loop that you did.
That's it. A couple more airbells in it and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think there was another loop off that again.
Yeah, I've never actually been around that.
Well, you haven't missed much.
No.
Bit of a waste of time, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we're getting on to
the lad.
Sandy, yeah. I saw him actually in the Dales about last year.
Did he? Still a cave in?
He was up there with some people from Derbyshire. And
I wish I could get in touch with him. I'd like to see him again, man.
He was with Bob Hetherington.
I don't know him.
He was just back for a holiday. But, see, Colin was there again. I was not dying at the time.
No.
And this is again. Pushing back, this is climbing again at 7, so this is in April again. So
still at
73,
it.
Yeah. Travis over the top of 6 until you got to 5. And no more rope then, so you couldn't go down to 5.
That's right. Because what we had to do was sort of abseil down, jump in the water, swim across, and climb up the opposite side all the day.
And all of these days were 10. I was quite surprised looking at the organ at night time.
That's right.
Most of the times it's start diving at like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
That's right. Going to the place we were opening the duty.
Yeah. And then we got there. That's again, all of this is August really, so he's still knocking away at that.
That's right.
This was. Yeah, August the 13th to 15th, 13, 14, 15, says you.
That's right, we ladded it then.
Pete Marshall and Jim Dearson. Who was Pete Marshall?
That's right, they employed us as surveyor.
Yeah.
From 9 to 5 and to 3.
Yeah. That was the management asking to survey that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's just before the tunnel was started.
Yeah, so they actually paid you to do that or not? Or they just...
Yeah, they paid me to do that.
Yeah. At least get something out of them.
Not much.
Yeah. No, we had for the main chance as far as I'm concerned. So that was done then, and then it was later on when this is the first time it was actually done completely through. And this is, was it Colin Pridd was the first person to actually go without any diving gear, but had to do it with the aid of people going through?
I can't remember now.
Diving.
Probably.
Because there's Clyde Westlake as well.
Clyde Westlake, I took Clyde Westlake through.
Yeah.
I was free diving.
And Chris Smart. When has he been there?
That's right, that's the first people that ever got a 9 load diving gear before they opened the top entrance.
So it was quite wet at the time. That's
the point. Lloyd is still on about the lights.
Shuttling backwards and forwards, yeah, to get that. So you, Colin, Chris, and Clive.
That's right, I remember driving a bolt in at the bottom of that pitch. You remember those crabs running on it for a long time? And they sort of
So you took the ladders through from there?
And the carabiner that earned on that bolt, I've still got it home.
Yeah?
Yeah, it crystallised all the aluminium in it.
Yeah.
So I took it home and kept it as a souvenir. Yeah, I tell you how much weight needed. 9 ladders and 1 rope we used.
Yeah, and just following the ladder up so they could climb up and go down that way. And I think, oh, that's just about it. And then there's just this later thing. In February 74.
Mm.
And this, as far as I can make out, this is the last time I actually did anything.
That's just before you went to America, then?
Because here you went to 20. Again, with this Colin Edmonds, Richard Stevenson.
Yeah.
So this is when they were starting to actually do some diving on their own. Bob Hedding probably
went for the ride, Daddy.
Yeah. And on that occasion, you dived the lake in 20 again and really found exactly the same as what Tim had shown.
That's right, exactly the same.
And
it closed it right down at the bottom.
What do you think about this stuff? You've not been back since then, really? You've not been to 22 or anything?
Yeah, I have been back. I went back several months ago.
When did you go up to then?
The training day on a Friday night. We phoned up Lloyd and asked him if I could go.
Yeah.
And that didn't change much.
No. Where did you go to? 20?
Only around 20 and back around the shallow route.
Yeah.
Complete loop. No, I actually went halfway along to 22 as well, down through 21.
What did you think when Colin Edmonds and then Jeff Eden and Norris actually got through 22?
We thought it was good.
Yeah.
But he wished that they'd done it.
Yeah.
But you can't win them all.
No, it just shows that caves do change, I think.
Caves changed because there was no way through there before.
Yeah.
Before they'd started draining all that water.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was that or this. There was certainly quite a big flood in 72.
I can remember that huge flood when it came out the entrance of the show cave.
Yeah.
It flooded all the houses.
I think that was 72 or 74. Yeah.
And all that drone silt coming out from there. It must have driven it all out from there.
Yeah. It's a pity you didn't realise and go back straight away.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I couldn't then, because I'd been to America, and so I hadn't been back for 2 weeks, and then I had that eye accident,
yeah,
which sort of finished me for diving for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. But there's still a potential there, really.
Oh, there's plenty of potential there. Even back around between 9 and 20, there's lots of potential.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
But it's only going to be small loops, I would have thought, most of that.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of little passages going off here and there that people haven't been in yet.
Yeah, that's unlikely to lead to anything significant there.
No, there's nothing significant there, no, we don't think.
No, it's all just parallel rifts, really, isn't it?
In fact, I don't think it'll go much farther than it is now.
You don't think so?
No.
It's possible that Martin couldn't quite easily miss a whale underwater. He's the only person that's dived there so far.
Well, a couple have been at the same place, but not as deep.
Not as deep, no.
No.
Yeah, Chris Miller's been there.
That's right.
Who else?
One other, I think.
Paul Wyber, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I must go up there and do that.
Yeah. The only other chance is whether there's some overland stuff there that.
Yeah, high level stuff perhaps, you never know. But it looks like it's gone straight down the fault, isn't it? But there's still a mystery as where that silver paper came from.
Hmm.
And the amazing thing is, now that's something I've never seen when I was doing it before, was frogs.
Mm.
In Wookiee Hole. No, you've never seen a frog in Wookiee Hole.
No.
Not in them days.
No.
So anyway, I saw three on that training day that they went on.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago. Three.
That was one that... When you first dived there, when you went to 22, is it right that... you got there and then came back, there's a big block had dropped out of the roof onto the line as well. I'm not like no recollection of you saying that.
No.
That the line was underneath the block.
No, you think it was somewhere else now. That was a Hepsty.
Was it?
When I was free diving it. It dropped out on my back.
No, I thought this was in Wookiee that you'd say, but a similar kind of thing had happened.
There was a slab fell out somewhere in Wookiee, onto the line.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember where it was.
That was on that.
Well, it might have been on that first dive through. There was a lot of loose, sort of thin, slabby pieces around.
Mm. It's just about it, really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it, really? All that work for all them years, 15 minutes on tape.
Yeah, and 5 trips across here to try and get some of that out.
Two. You could have probably wrote it yourself.
I probably could, yeah, but it's a triangle. But if you've got some photographs...
I'll dig them out. I'll see
if you could.
I got all the original black and white photographs that we took,
mm-hmm.
And I also got some slides. Now, it'll take me ages to find them.
Well, it shouldn't take you that long. I haven't seen that many.
It's got 5 Tesco bags of loose slides up there that are not good enough to be... And they're in there somewhere.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they're not really first class quality. Because, you tried to take some underwater photographs in there, which must have been some of the first underwater.
Oh, the movie ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they came out really good.
Yeah.
quite artistic, in fact.
Yeah.
Only thing I regretted then was when, what was his name now? From Herbs.
Alwyn Cooper,
yeah. And we were wobbly underwater because he was on the booze the night before.
Ah.
And I'd run out of film, so I couldn't film it.
Oh, that's when he was sick,
wasn't it? That's right. Yeah. I thought he's going to croak out underwater, yeah. I thought I'd catch it on film.
Yeah.
The camera was ticking away and the film was just going tick, 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 off the end of the spool.
Ah.
It's funny that, when once you get a camera in your hand, you don't let it go.
Mm. Because I remember going to 20, well, you went to 22 once, I came with you.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bit of trouble with the van, but we took some photographs in 21, but I don't think they actually came out.
21, they might have. I can remember doing that movie film, that light that they had on that camera was truly amazing.
Mm.
You know, you could see 100 feet underwater, it was absolutely fantastic. It was amazing, really.
Yeah,
you know, it was swimming along from 9 dotted down to the slot in the shallow route by 15, not even on the line, so 20 feet from the side of the line, so I could photograph him as he's swimming along the line.
Yeah. And what happened to that film then?
Well, no, they saw a bit of it on the telly and it disappeared.
But
then,
not very much on the telly, was it?
No, they used other bits of it for other films, didn't they?
Winfrey Vaughan Thomas did, was that?
That's right, he was in it, wasn't he? Winfrey Vaughan Thomas. I can remember him. Waffling on, sitting on his little stool in three. That was the worst part of it, having to do some talking. Doing the camera work was easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't very difficult at all. I can remember when they first brought the camera along, and they had two torches on the top. Do you remember that? The swimming bars? And I said, this won't work. And they said, oh, there'll be plenty of light. It was like having two candles on it.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And then they got that big Nikon thing. Very powerful lamp.
The shocking yellow one?
Yeah, I suppose, well, that would be
it. Oh, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
I'll have to concoct it.
Fill in the bits in the middle and concoct what you're blowing like.
No, it's just trying to get things.
Don't really know. Why was the light going over? I think it was a company, I think. And it was a nice, dive. Big, clean place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful dive.
Yeah, beautiful dive. Because you never really got most of the holes that I was doing away. It was all tight and horrible and muddy and full of boulders, and it was just a nice change.
Yeah. No, it's, what I'd like to do is try and get hold of somebody who was on the surface that time when we died there.
When we broke through?
Because there was probably quite a lot of
flat and panic.
Yeah, going on there.
Yeah, but yeah, we were only gone about 4 hours.
Yeah.
If that. I don't think we went in about half past five, 6 o'clock, was it?
Possibly later than that, I think.
Yeah, well, by the time we've actually gone into the water, it's probably 7:30-ish. Of course, now we can go any time.
Yeah. Right, then. We'll leave it there.